Atrocities against Christians in Syria are greeted with silence. A prison ministry's reaching out to aliens, but it's not what you think. And a special grant is looking to change some lives forever. Stay tuned to find out what that's about on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. You may have heard that religious persecution against Christians has been getting worse by the day in Syria. However, one of the worst atrocities didn't even make a blip on the news. Tom Doyle is E3 Partners' Middle East expert.
We heard from leaders in the region that they were crucifying Christians up north in Syria. We heard about it. We know people that have pictures of it, pastors crying out for help, frustrated that none of this is even making the national news.
The United States has an ambassador for international religious freedom, Susan Johnson Cook. When asked to comment on the situation there, she declined.
People are asking, where's the outcry? Where's the help? We have government officials that are supposed to be up to speed on these things, helping to solve these problems, but we're hearing nothing.
Gospel workers are still active, but they need your help. Tools are at our website.
Believers can get connected, get a little bit of information that will inform their praying, and get active.
Next, an Egyptian pastor believes the arson attack on his church building was a small price to pay. His was among the 80 Egyptian churches targeted in violent attacks last month. Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, aired footage of Egyptians worshiping in the remains of the Evangelical Church of Beni Mazar. The pastor says it gave believers an opportunity to share the hope and truth of Christ. Check out the full story at our website. This is Mission Network News. Delhi, India grabbed international headlines last year when six men there viciously raped a college student and left her for dead. MNN's Katie Harth brings us an update.
Four of the six men have been convicted, and right now they're awaiting a sentencing. C.H. Dyer of Bright Hope International spoke with me recently from India.
All these things have brought great sensitivity to the topic and a desire for the courts and the police to do something about it.
Bright Hope's anti-human trafficking program is saving lives.
It's just a heartwarming touch of Christ's love being practically woven into these young girls' hearts.
There's a way you can make a difference right now.
If right now people could just pray. The girls in this house actually have been feeling just attacked spiritually.
Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Next, according to the Department of Justice, undocumented immigrants are one of the fastest growing segments in the federal prison population. From 2000 to 2011, immigration crime incarceration increased by 70%. Crossroad Bible Institute, which provides discipleship courses to prisoners, is getting involved. Why? President of Crossroad Bible Institute, Dr. David Scheringa.
They feel pretty isolated, pretty useless, pretty powerless. And so we come to them with the power of Christ, and we give them hope, and we provide them with the tools they need to bring hope to their families when they return.
How has that affected CBI's program? Scheringa says,
the demand for the program has just been increasing exponentially, not only here in the United States, but also throughout Latin America.
Volunteers support their work through a link at missionnetworknews.org. And thanks to a grant from the U.S. government, orphans in Guatemala will soon have options. Right now, orphans and vulnerable kids are automatically placed into an institution. A $1 million grant will help Buckner International create a nationwide foster care program. They'll be helping Guatemala's government get 100 kids out of orphanages and into foster homes. Pray for opportunities to share the gospel through this program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, Storytelling Success in India. It takes a close look at communities in India where storytelling and oral communication are culturally the norm to pass on community values. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.